Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Education reform, it's taking center stage at the Capitol with a variety of bills being presented to change the way things are done. One of the proposals calls for preventing teachers' unions from using the public school district payroll process to collect dues from their membership. To talk about that bill, I'm joined by one of its sponsors, Republican State Senator Arlen Meekhoff. Thank you very much for joining me.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Now, we're talking about computerized, automated payroll processes. That can't be that costly to school districts. How much money is a bill like this likely to save them?
Well, potentially, not all schools are on an automatic payroll deduction, but teachers would then physically have to write their check for their service fees or their union dues. And I think it also then says to the teacher, as I'm writing this check, what value am I getting for this amount of dues? And I think that's one of the questions they need to ask themselves.
Well, what was the impetus for this bill? It's certainly not an issue that many districts are viewing as a critical one.
No, but it does to me say school resources should be applied to other things, not the relationship between a union and a teacher. And that's a totally separate transaction, shouldn't be handled by the public school system.
Even though ultimately the cost of the transaction is minimal, you agree, right?
I would agree. It's minimal, but it can. But again, it then allows that union and that teacher to do their business together without the school district being involved.
You know, from the union's perspective, this is another effort to dismantle them. It makes it more difficult to collect dues, and with so many more pressing problems in our education system, why focus on this one?
Well, schools shouldn't have to spend any other resources serving as a collection agency for the union. And they shouldn't also be in the middle of disputes between unions and union members over any of the dues or any of those types of things. I just think it's something that doesn't need to take place in the public school.
Now, these disputes you're talking about, can you give me an example of them? I'm not familiar with that.
There's been other issues surrounding that, and I don't know if I have enough time on your whole radio program to discuss that. But it just, again, gives the teachers that ability to write their own check for the transaction they're having the services for the union, and I think that's a valid point for them to look at that every time.
Do you expect a bill like this to have any direct effect on the amount of dues unions are able to collect then?
Well, I think that's the union's position to say if they're servicing their members, that they would have the ability to go out and collect that dues.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Arlen Meekhoff. You'd be hard pressed, to find any teacher that would support this kind of legislation. What's your view on the negative reaction teachers have to this kind of bill, which impacts them most directly?
I think the premise of your question isn't exactly correct. There's been many teachers who have said, "I'm not really happy with what the union is doing in representing me." And the fact that I pay dues and then it automatically goes there, I really don't have any say. So maybe we should, as teachers, we should look at this, see what is the value of this relationship.
Don't you feel, though, that most teachers do, in fact, support their union?
I would say that premise is also not correct. I would say they are afraid of their union and typically have to get along to go along.
What's the drawback of being in a union? I mean, from their perspective, they're helping teachers get a good wage and also helping them keep their jobs in many instances.
Well, I would say the latter comment is very dangerous because helping them keep their jobs if they're not doing a good job is really not beneficial to our kids. And the legislation we're working on is making sure that kids are able to get the best education they can from all the choices their parents have available to them. The other part of it, I just think that they have to look at the value of that. Their relationship with their union, whether or not they think that's a value, they can do that by looking at how much they're paying for that service.
When it comes to our education system here in Michigan, how does the teachers' union help make the system better, in your view?
Well, it does say if a contract is agreed upon, there's a cost of labor that's agreed upon for a number of years, whatever the contract is. But I would say that teachers that don't necessarily want to be held to that standard want to negotiate their own deal. Maybe they're a much, much better teacher. They don't want to be held to a medium standard or an average standard. They want to say, I can do more, and therefore I want to bargain my own deal. And maybe I don't need health benefits because my spouse has them. Maybe I want a bunch of different things because I'm such an outstanding teacher. I want to make my own deal.
What about the argument that without a union, teachers' wages would likely be lower?
Well, I think that also is not true. If you look at what has been going on around you, if people have value in their teachers and if they're performing, if they're giving the value to the students and the parents, then I think their pay is going to go up. It's just like the free market.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Arlen Meekhoff. You know, the charter school movement looks like it's going to be getting a big boost here. When you see these kinds of initiatives, what role do you see groups like the MEA playing in the future of Michigan's education system?
Well, they have to justify their existence.
I see. And I guess the question really is there, would our education system be better off without groups like the MEA existing?
No, I think the MEA needs to be involved, but they should be putting forth ideas to help improve education. And we've been putting forth several ideas, and all we're getting is resistance. They haven't even placed any ideas in the bowl for consideration, and I'm hoping that they will do that.
And what about the reality that teachers are looking at all kinds of cutbacks? I mean, they're going to be paying more for their health insurance and their premiums and so on. What about the reality that when you slowly take away from what teachers have been able to provide for themselves, which is essentially a middle class lifestyle, that you're going to be running people away from pursuing education as a career based on the opportunities that won't be there for them anymore?
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily true either, Michael, because we graduate in this state some 3,000 to 5,000 education majors from our colleges and state universities that go get jobs in other places. There are people that still want to be teachers.
This bill, along with these others that we're seeing, what's your sense of how quickly they're going to move through the legislature here this fall?
Well, I think this is just the beginning of a discussion on how we improve education, and there'll be many more ideas that still come out. And I think it's the broader discussion is how do we move from somewhere in the 30th percentile, 30 out of 50 states in our performance, and how do we get to top 10? And some of these things that we're looking at were done in other states to help them improve to top 10, and I think we should take a good long look at them to help our students.
And what about the so much focus on teachers specifically, whether it's their compensation or their evaluation of their skills? Aren't there other factors larger than teacher skills themselves that are having a huge impact on schools, for example, that have very high dropout rates?
Parental involvement is also one of the very, very high involvement rates that needs to be considered. But how do you force parents to be involved? We would hope that they will all be involved and want the best for their kids, but it's not always true.
And so moving ahead then, do you think teachers, that their salaries, their benefits are going to be improved after these types of bills in the general reform movement on education is put through?
I really don't know how to measure that, Michael. It's possible, but what we need to see is the ability for performance to improve. That's what happens in the private sector.
Republican State Senator Arlen Meekhoff, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much.